Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com's Cover 2 presented by AAA. Scott Kegley, Taylor Price here with our final positional preview for the offense, looking at the tight ends. And Taylor, for the first time since 2006, it's going to be a little bit different of a look for the tight end group. It's been Vernon Davis, Delanie Walker, Delanie the Swiss Army knife really of the offense, but it's going to be a little bit different. They got Vance McDonald coming in, and it's going to be still a very talented group, but a different look for the 49ers.
You know what you have with Vernon Davis is one of the best all-around tight ends in the league. Definitely an inline blocker, but this year in the offseason, he worked out on the perimeter as a wide receiver, catching passes with the wide receivers, still maintaining his responsibilities as a tight end. Right behind him, Vance McDonald, a second-round pick, came into this offense as a chess piece for the offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. You can move him as a slot receiver, which he played in college. You can move him as a blocker. He's a physical guy. We haven't seen him just yet. The pads haven't come on, but that's something to watch. How does he hold the point of attack? Can he be that inline blocker, which allows Vernon Davis to go out in more patterns?
Greg Roman at Stanford, Jim Harbaugh at Stanford, what they did with the tight ends there, it's carried over in their first two seasons here with the 49ers, and you have to think that Vance McDonald, he's going to be kind of that project for Greg Roman to really work with. You mentioned the blocking. That's something that Vernon does so well. He's such a matchup nightmare because you can put him all over the field, and I think that's going to be what they try to duplicate, replicate with Vance McDonald.
You know, all we've seen so far is his hands, and so far so good. Vance McDonald's getting down the field. He runs pretty fast for a 250-pound tight end, but he also has the hands to catch balls behind him. It shows the rapport with Colin Kaepernick that Kaepernick trusts him down the field and will put the ball out there for him to snag and make big plays down the field. But the 49ers, you mentioned the lineage of tight ends that they've used. The third tight end, Garrett Sella, can definitely be in play for some roles on game day. The 49ers are not afraid to use three tight end sets and buck the trend of the National Football League where everyone goes five wide, running backs wide. They'll go power. They'll go with three tight ends. They'll go heavy set. And so Garrett Selleck has an opportunity to come in and get some reps and get some balls thrown his way. And Vernon Davis, you know he's the leader of the group. He's helping those guys all offseason. He's unselfish when it comes to that. He wants those guys to be better players. And of course he's going to miss Delanie Walker, but when you have Vance McDonald, Garrett Selleck waiting in the wings to take that role, you know, you got to like the way the 49ers have a good situation there at tight end.
Yeah, because of that versatility and the ability to go to those three tight end sets, 49ers can still throw the ball out of three tight end sets, which really makes it difficult for opposing defenses to scheme for that. Selleck came on late last season. They also brought in former Minnesota quarterback Marquise Gray, and he could potentially be that kind of Swiss Army knife, that chess piece for Greg Roman that he looks to put in the backfield, out at wide receiver, in line next to the tackles. Lots of potential there for Marquise Gray.
Marquise Gray has guys to learn from. Vernon Davis is the leader of this offensive tight end group. He can set the standard and he can just sit back and watch Vernon Davis run the route correctly, the precise break of the yardage that he needs to run it, whether it's a post or a flag route. Marquise Gray is going to have opportunities when it's come down to the third team, the second team reps. He's going to push for those spots, but it's really a group that's going to be centered around Vance McDonald and Vernon Davis. If McDonald and Davis can get a nice 1-2 punch going, the 49ers have so many options because they don't necessarily have the top flight wide receivers matching up just yet. They're bouncing back from injuries, and so the tight ends are really going to be counted on in the passing game, and you know how much Greg Roman loves to run the football. If they can really establish the point of attack, Frank Gore and company are going to run wild, and that's all you need for the 49ers offense. Just move the ball, pick up first downs, and punch it in the end zone as soon as they can.
Yeah, it's going to be fun this offseason during training camp to watch and see how the tight end group really develops, establishes some chemistry. This has been our final offensive preview for training camp. Stay tuned next week when Taylor and I will go over the defensive position groups. One last time for Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.